Today is September 30, year 2007. It's the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. And this Sunday we're going to talk about what I was going to mention 2 weeks ago and briefly last week, the heresy that follows off of Darwinian evolution and intellectual evolution is the heresy that dogmas evolve. Therefore, the truth changes its meaning over the passage of time because men become smarter, men become wiser, therefore they become more enlightened and they can see things today differently and more wisely and more truthfully than men of the past. Therefore, the men of the past, basically speaking, were wrong. And they had no way to know the truth, and God didn't give them the grace to know the truth. And if they follow that heresy to its logical conclusion, even modern men don't have the truth because it's consistently evolving. That means men if this earth lived another 100, survived another 100 years, which it's not going to, but if it did, that means those men would be smarter than these men. So therefore, you're going to find out according to the heresy that dogmas evolve, dogma evolves and changes its meaning, the truth can never be known. Ever. And that's a pretty cool God. It's not the true God, we know that, because the true God, since the fall of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden and were casted out, God has been trying to bring mankind back to Him through obedience and knowledge of Him, and God's done everything possible to make supernatural revelations known from the very fall in the Garden to all mankind so they can know exactly who He is, so that He can know the truths they need to be saved. Now, that goes hand in hand, though, because men are progressing, which means then all the dogmas in the past that the popes have made no longer mean the same thing. They actually completely have changed their meaning. Now, we see our Lord God talking in a few, I'll just give you a few Bible verses, which prove that these dogmatic truths, there's certain truths that we call them dogmas that never change. And I mentioned this many times before. These liars, these hypocrites, these people who lie when it pleases them. There's many things in their own life that they know are dogmatic, and they don't pretend they could ever change. A math professor, he knows 2 plus 2 is 4, and a scientist has to put the chemicals together to make water, 2 parts of hydrogen, 1 part of oxygen, or vice versa. It's H2O, and he knows he's got to do that exactly, and people know that water is water, and that hasn't changed its substance, or a man wouldn't be able to survive. When I was debating one woman about, I call these people, by the way, folks, dogma changers. That's what I call this heresy, the dogma changer heresy. So I call these people dogma changers. So I said to this particular lady, I said, that's a tree, right? You don't pretend it's nothing else but a tree. It's not a dog, it's not a cat, it's a tree. You yourself never pretend that it's nothing else but a tree. Why then, if there's things in your own life that you know are dogmatically true, water is water, man, all creatures needed from the beginning, the first creature was created, it's the same substance of water that they need. It hasn't changed. All these things you can see in your life before you that haven't changed in your own life. I said, you're a woman. You can never be a man no matter how hard you try. You can try to look like a man. You can try to talk like a man. But you ain't never going to be a man. And a man can try to look like a woman and they can do a good job at it. But they ain't never going to be a woman. No matter what they do, they ain't going to change. So I said, why do you pretend then that God's eternal truth about His own nature, about heaven, and the way He created the universe, and the way He decreed that certain things should be, like the natural law, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not rob, do not lie, do not cheat, do not murder. Why do you think any of these things, or any simple truth about God should change? It doesn't change any more than the things in your own life that you can see don't change. Now we read our Lord speaking, King David saying in Psalm 118, verse 89 and 90, He says, forever, O Lord, thy word standeth firm in heaven. Thy truth unto all generations thou hast founded the earth, and it continueth thy forever. Hebrews 13, 8, we read Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever the same. Be not led astray by various and strange doctrines. So the truth does not change. We're going to read a couple, and the most important reason why us Catholics have to believe this is because the popes have infallibly taught it time and time and time again. Even a pagan would acknowledge this with a little bit of common sense, that certain things do not change. Certain truths are eternal. And when you think about it, when you're saying that the past popes were not really telling you the truth because it's not their fault because they were just stupid, they weren't evolved like modern men, what you're really condemning is not just the popes only, neither. There's 2 heresies involved here. You're also indicting the Holy Ghost. You're saying God Himself evolves. But if God is the eternal I Am from beginning to end, He always was and always will be, who has no beginning and no end, who doesn't evolve, who's eternally perfect, eternally good, how could that God ever see something false one day and then all of a sudden different the next day? He would not be God. And we know that when the Holy Ghost is promised the charism of infallibility, that is what God, that's the Holy Ghost speaking through the Pope when he engages that charism, when he teaches any doctrine on faith or morals, and binds the universal church to it under pain of anathema. The Holy Ghost is then speaking through the Pope, protecting him from making an error, so that perchance he should be making an error, the Holy Ghost will prevent him from doing it, just like the Holy Ghost spoke through Moses and Jeremiah and Abraham and all the prophets in the Old Testament, the same way that Holy Ghost speaks through the popes infallibly. So you're accusing the Holy Ghost of evolving. You're saying God has evolved. The Holy Ghost was stupid in the 4th century, in the 5th century, in the 6th century. It's not the Holy Ghost's fault. Poor God, he hasn't evolved yet. But you know what you're really talking about? What God are you talking about there? Small g God, the devil, Satan. He tries to make people think he can become God, and he's getting smarter and smarter, and other people he makes them think he absolutely is God. This is the idea that we've just spoken, that dogmas, if you do that, you're indicting the Holy Ghost. But that's not still, that's just one part of the heresy. The other part is that human beings, and this is the main one I want to deal with here, is that humans' general intellectual capacity, as I went over 2 weeks ago, is exactly the same as it was when Adam and Eve fell from the Garden of Eden. We are all given the same general intellectual capacity, and God promises to give his grace to every human being since the fall of Adam and Eve with the use of reason so they can understand all the things they need to know to be saved exactly the same way we understand them. They were not stupider than we are today is what I'm saying. That's another heresy. Regardless, even, we're not even talking just about the Pope now, who has the charism and infallibility and the Holy Ghost helping him. We're talking about all people are given the ability to reason, to understand things. We read that in Luke 24:45, where Jesus says, it says, and he opened up the understanding of the apostles so that they may understand the scriptures. And Ecclesiastes 39, I think verse 8 or 9, it says, if it shall please the great Lord, he will fill them with a spirit of understanding. God's grace is sufficient to make anybody, no matter who they are, with the use of reason, to believe what he wants them to believe to be saved from all generations. And to say that God has the modern men are evolved into saying God hasn't done that, it's actually making God the author of sin. God created men so defective that they cannot know the truth, that by the force of their own defective nature in this area of knowing the truth, they're forced to lie or tell falsehoods because they're so stupid. What kind of a God is this? This is, again, really man blaming God for his own deficiency, for his own lack of cooperation with God's grace, for his own rebellious nature. Because man doesn't like God's laws, he wants to change them. So he changes all the rules. And he blames God, and he says it's not man's fault. If you call yourself even a Catholic, even Protestants who have conservative Protestants believe the book of the Apocalypse, that as time goes on, man gets worse. That the world gets so bad that Jesus said in Luke 18:8, when the Son of Man come, think he find faith on earth anymore. So far from progressing, man is so bad, and it's nothing new under the sun, really. Like we read in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Man always is like that. But if you follow the intellectual evolutionists and man gets better, there is no need for an apocalypse. There is no need for a second coming. There is no need to destroy the world by fire when Christ comes, because all men are going to build themselves their own little utopia without the need of the Catholic God, without the need of his teachings, without the need of his grace. That's Pelagianism. And what you have then is the denial of the apocalypse, the denial of this wicked world that we are now living in. Now, if people even have a little sense of goodwill in their heart, they can know that we're living in the final days. We speak to a lot of people who have not yet became Catholic, and we hope they do, but they're aware that we're living in an evil world. It's a lying, cheating, stealing, robbing, adulterous, fornicating, pornographic, filthy, disgusting, lousy, rotten world. Babies are being aborted and murdered all over the place. Husbands and wives aren't living together anymore. Children are being pawned off into these lousy schools and being brainwashed. People are drug addicts or dying of drug addiction. People are robbing and lying and cheating. People can't even control the normal good things God's given them. Men are as evil and wicked as they ever have been, and even more so. Our Lord said these days it will be like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and like the days of Noah, when everybody was eating and marrying and giving a marriage up until the day which Noah went in the ark, and they all knew not. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Not a good day, a bad day. Not a good day, a bad day for almost the whole bulk of mankind. The apostate anti-pope John Paul II on his big thing about, oh man, how great you are, how great is your dignity. You have no dignity when you're not in a state of grace. Every human being that's not in a state of grace has no true dignity in the eyes of God. But he's trying to flatter people. Now, if I was a good-willed non-Catholic even, some pagan, I'd say, this guy's an idiot. He's supposed to be speaking for God. He doesn't see all the evil in the world. He doesn't see that men are not only not getting better, they're committing more adultery, they're committing more homosexual sins, they're committing more drug addictions, more alcoholism, more thieveries, more lying, pornographies, child abuse, all kinds of abuse, all usurpation of God's hierarchical authority throughout the whole world, more rebellions. Even a person who's not a Catholic would spit this out of his mouth if he has a little goodwill and say, this guy's an idiot. And I'm telling you people out there, this guy's not Catholic, he's not a pope. So don't listen to him. I'm going to read one from the prophet Sophoniah. It's prophet Joel. Joel 2:11. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can stand it? That's the final day. And the prophet Sophoniah, 1:14-15. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and exceedingly swift. The voice of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty men shall there meet with tribulation. That day is a day of tribulation and distress, a day of darkness and obscurity, a day of clouds and whirlwinds. End quote. How's that for gloom and doom? Intellectual level is saying dogmas evolve. The truth changes. Man becomes better. All these things are connected. Because once you say that happens, then you can deny dogmas and say, this dogma no longer means what it means. Now we're just going to end this up real quick with some evidence of how lethal these dogma changers have become and how rampant they are. We're going to read from Tim Russert, who is an announcer on NBC News, Meet the Press. And he was interviewing this apostate bulldog so-called sister, Mary Aquin O'Neill. She's supposed to be a nun. She had her hair all dolled up, full of lust, sitting there with a rebellious bull face right in the camera. And all these other dopey priests were sitting around her, being bullied around by her, afraid to take her down, you know? Here's a woman that, when her time comes, boy, what's going to happen to them? I will not say yet on the mic. But it's going to happen. I guarantee you that. But anyway, he's talking to her about, we're going to get on to another thing about Tim Russert, but he's talking to her, and here's her answer about the truth, which she says briefly. She goes, there is great room for us to deepen our understanding of the truth, and I believe to discover new aspects of the truth. We must not talk about truth as if it were some kind of package that is fixed and stayed and can be handed from one generation to another without anything of ourselves entering into it. She's denying the dogmas of the church. And Jesus says, the truth will make you free in John 8:32. I am the way, the truth, and the life. She's saying we can't know the truth. Wait a second. God himself, who's been trying, doing everything he possibly could to get us to hear his truth so we know what we need to be saved, sending his prophets night and day, waking up in the night and yelling out through the morning and preaching and reading in God's grace, warning people, teaching them what they need to know. She's saying we can never know the truth. What kind of a God is that? This is a cruel God. It's the kind of a God that the deists, I think, believe in, a distant God, who created us and just lets us go hog wild and doesn't tell us anything. But that's a denial of the dogma that the Catholic Church has handed down these truths from one generation to another, and because of her charism of infallibility, when she defined it, they must be retained. And she's an apostate nun. She thinks she's Catholic. These are the kind of people that are running around. And you had Father Festio, that dope, and a couple other ones, another so-called conservative, sitting there listening to that hogwash. And not saying anything. He's as bad as she is. He's as bad as she is. She goes on to say this too in the same interview. This took place in April 24th, year 2005. She goes, I am grateful for an opportunity to return to that question of truth. Truth is another name for God, and so it cannot be something we possess. Jesus says, I am the truth. He says, the truth will make you free. He's telling us that we need to know the truth to be saved, and she's trying to say that he's not telling us the truth, that we can't know the truth. What a contradiction. She says, the truth is always larger than we are, greater than we are. Now that fits in with what I just told you about the evolution of mankind. Because if mankind is always getting smarter, we can never have the truth. We can only approach close to it, but never have it. But how contrary this is. James 4:23, our Lord says, adore the Father in spirit and truth. John 17:17, sanctify them in truth, thy word is truth. If I ever had power over this particular nun, I'll tell you one thing. She's given 1 month to convert. And if she converts right away, maybe we'll let her live. We don't know, but we'll lock her up in jail for a while and let her out. But if she backslid, as they say, and fell back again, she'd be killed. And she'd still be given time to repent, but we'd kill her. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, God may even want them killed right away. That's how bad it is. We give them one chance, you know. Well, but you kill them. Now, if you just speak to this woman, as much as she wants to be a man, she'll never be able to be a man. And she could admit that. You can't change your internal workings, woman. You can never be a man. You can't change your internal workings. She would even agree that a car is a car and a tree is a tree and water is water and you need it to survive. Although when it comes to the doctrines and dogmas, supernatural things you need to know about God, in particular his Ten Commandments, she don't like them. So she changes the rules. Those things change. Oh, but don't change my house or my car and my nice little home. One day I'll like to see her go home one day, so they blow her house up and they throw her into a pit and see how she likes that. We're going to change your home. We're going to, in other words, what kind of a God would we have if he doesn't tell us the truths that we need to know to live a good, happy, holy life? That would be an evil God. A God who's keeping all these good things from us. That would be an evil God. But everything around us, we see enough good things in the life around us to know that God is good. You're really talking about Satan in that degree. So this is just one example of the end result of the evolution of dogmas. All right, so we'll end the sermon for here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.